Hey there, and welcome to Drunk History Presents the Dark Ride of Fun theme park theme game show with zero prizes and lots of drinking. If you're a returning listener, thank you so much for coming back. If you're new here, well, welcome. My name is Adrian. I'm here with my co-host Ryan. We are two people who love all things theme parks and started this podcast so we can drink all about them with fellow theme parks loving fans just like you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, villains and villain sidekicks, gremlins, zombies.
Gremlins and ghouls.
Welcome to our spooktacular episode. It is October. We are in the middle of spooky season, and we wanted to come on here and just be all spooky the whole entire episode and rank a whole bunch of different things. We're going to do like some spooktacular superlatives at the end.
Yeah, we got our ranking system on.
We love to rank.
Yeah. We rank. I don't know if you guys know this about us, but we rank.
We like to rank. And today we will be ranking, and hopefully we're ranking with you. So grab your whatever. Your rank buzz balls. Buzzball crew, I hope you guys are listening. We're drinking today something that is very apropos of a spooktacular episode, Ryan.
I mean, we're all about, like, the villains this month, right?
Yeah.
Like, last week we had Jessica on.
Tremaine Talk.
From Tremaine Talk, who, you know, was kind of like our first Disney villain character.
She played Lady Tremaine, the villain of super villain.
Yeah, totally villainous.
Faced like character.
Yeah, and like understated, just like...
Just spooky.
Yeah, horror.
But it got us talking about like the villains.
Yeah, totally.
And we were like, you know what? We need to rank them in some capacity.
Yeah, exactly. So today we're going to drink Poison Apples.
Ooh.
Because... you know, why not? The original villainous action, the villainous gift.
People love the look of the poison apple in the Disney parks as like a sweet treat.
Oh, yeah. Or
like,
they make it all the time, right?
They make the apple with the green and the eyes. But then I see people like buying like poison apple merch.
Yeah, I've seen like the poison apple purse and stuff like that.
Which right.
It's pretty cool looking.
It's pretty cool. I think it's like a cool thing for Halloween decor.
Yeah, this drink looks gross.
Okay.
Yeah, does not look like
it might actually be poison.
Yeah, it might be poison. And by the time I'm done with the description, you might agree. You're gonna take yourself a glass and pour an ounce and a half of bourbon into it, and then mix in with that 2 ounces of your favorite cider and an ounce of let's make it a half ounce because you don't want to like. It's going to be gross. Of green apple pucker.
Yeah.
And then dust it with some cinnamon on top and give it a little shakeroo and enjoy. And I mean, it doesn't taste as bad as it looks. It looks pretty foul, guys.
It looks like a rotten apple.
Like a rotten apple. Not a poison apple, but rotten. But the core.
They love apples in the folklore of Disney. You know.
Oh yeah, yes they do.
They love them. They love. Yeah, I mean,
who doesn't like a good apple? I mean, doctors love it.
They do. They say it'll keep them away.
Oh, they
it's
hate
like
it.
Repellent.
Then.
It's a doctor repellent.
It's doctor repellent.
But my thing is like, if Snow White was so like, she's like, you know, have an apple. You know, like were apples like the Twix of that time? You know, like because
I mean, like how often are people coming up to you saying like, have a Twix?
You don't know what my childhood was like.
Little girl, like you're like strange and danger passing on Twixes.
So we're gonna play this a little differently today because we don't want anyone to collapse on poison apples. So we're gonna give you a word that if we say it.
Yeah. So when we say this word, that is gonna it's just gonna come up.
It's gonna come up.
I mean, like shit. It's already come up like 4 times. So immediately you guys should like backtrack and start drinking.
I'll get it out.
But the word of the day, like in the Pee Wee Herman style, is villain. And then like any like villainous villainy.
Any derivative.
Yeah, any derivative.
Yeah.
You gotta take just a sip. You know,
just a sip.
It's sober October for some of y'all out there, so like, you know, have some water. You know, hydrate.
Is water okay on sober October?
Yeah, I think that you are allowed to hydrate.
Just in moderation. Everything in moderation.
Yeah. Okay.
Just checking. I don't know the rules.
Yeah. You can do cocaine in moderation during Sober October.
Is that called California October? All right. So what are we doing here, Ryan?
Okay, so we've got a couple categories. We're going to do, like, what we think are the spookiest dark rides, and then what the scariest animatronics are.
There are some freaky ones.
Fucking scary-ass robots out there.
It was hard to come up with a list for that, because there's so many.
I just added onto our list, by the way. Okay. So we're going to do...
We're going to go rogue.
Yeah, we're going to go rogue and do, like, a little bit more. And, you know, kind of like as we go through each of these, and then we're also going to do the best villain character meet and greets.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
so, like, those
Disney
are kind of be like our three topics of the day of this portion, of the ranking portion. And then as we go through, we're just going to kind of like talk about each one, you know, like while we rank it. And so we've got a ranking system, new ranking system. It's our favorite thing in the world. love me a ranking system. And we thought that the best way that we could like rank the scariness would be from least scary to most scary in terms of the Fab Five.
Oh.
All right. So we start off with the least scary. That's Pluto. He's a dog. He's sweet and obedient. He's kind of sheepish. He's a dog. He's man's best friend.
I mean, he's a lovable dog.
He's a lovable dog. So he's the least scary, right? But he's still a dog. I've seen Cujo, you know. Gotta beware.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next we have like a little bit more scary. That's Minnie. You know, she's a bit of sass. She's a bit of sweet.
She's a little sassy. You know. She wouldn't put up with any bullshit.
Yeah, she's not gonna put up with your bullshit. But you know, for the most part,
she's lovely.
Yeah, she's lovely. Then in the middle we've got like our neutral scary. We got our Mick there. He's the leader of the club. That's
and
made
bosses
for you
are
and
scary.
Me. Yeah, he's the boss.
He's the boss.
Yeah. For me, like, you know, he's the leader of the club, you know, like the Mickey Mouse Club. That club could also be, you know, something that he uses to brain his enemies.
A lot of times leaders...
He's a cult leader.
Cult leader.
I mean, we are, you know,
we are
part of the cult, unfortunately. Also, like, have you ever heard of, like, slipping somebody a Mickey? Because, like, that's usually not a good thing in good context.
Don't do that. We don't stand by that.
Then we have, going more scary, we have Donald. Look, to be honest, like, anybody who is that angry while doing the no pants dance is something scary.
It is.
Like, you're not gonna want to meet him, you know, in a dark Toontown alley.
He's very upset. I think his time, you know, in the Navy really, PTSD.
He has PTSD.
He definitely has.
I think that's canon at this point.
It is canon. Yeah. I mean, that's, you don't act like that unless you've seen some shit.
Full shell shock.
Grenada.
Those poor little nephews of his, just dealing with his drinking.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie are.
He's just on his houseboat drinking, constantly shooting off the cannon.
Put a little white flag in his hand.
That was different in Korea.
Donald Duck making waves.
And then finally, we have our most horrific category. It's got to be the goof.
The current Goofy.
Yeah, Goofy, what in the flying serpents of hell are you? You horrifying monster of morose. The demon of Main Street, the crackhead king of the sky, George G. Geef Goofus. And look, at home, if you question our thought process on this, just please realize that Wikipedia has listed under species that Goofy is an anthropomorphic dog or dog face.
Anthropomorphic.
And it's a character who continuously has relations with a cow named Clarabelle. All right, enough said. On to the rankings.
That's enough said. And honestly, if you ride the Runaway Railway and you hear like gorsh and see his face and you're just like what homeless shelter did he wander out of?
We work. If you're the first time listener, we both work together. We work in an office in Midtown Manhattan, and. We work in an area that's like a little bit depressed, and there's, you know, quite a little bit of
activity
on the street.
Yeah,
and I believe I saw Goofy shooting up outside of our office.
Yeah, Goofy was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, so he's number five. So.
Yeah. So if you rank something a Goofy, it means that it is the most horrific thing that you can imagine, and. And you should,
Let's get goofy here.
Let's get goofy. All right, spookiest dark rides. We're going to start off with Pinocchio.
So when we're talking about these dark rides, though, we're not talking about the thrill rides.
No.
We're talking about the dark rides that are like just the, you know, anyone can go on them. They're...
So like, for instance, like we're not even like... Within our ranking, we're not even going to do Tower of Terror.
No.
Because, like, even though it has a little bit of spooky to it, it would get outweighed by the...
It's too
the
thrilling. Drops.
It's too thrilling. So so we're kind of taking out... Within all of these... Yep, within all of these, there's nothing thrilling about any of them.
No, no.
They're just, like, what's the spook meter?
They're spooking you without the ride vehicle... Without the help of the ride vehicle. It's because of the environment.
Yeah. I mean, like, some of these ride vehicles are scary, but that's for a different... That's a totally different reasoning.
Yeah.
Pinocchio's Daring Journey.
Was it always called Daring Journey, or was it Scary Journey also?
No, it's Daring, always.
Daring Journey, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Pinocchio as a concept is horrifying in itself.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many villains in the movie Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah. It's just nonstop.
It's all villains.
Yeah.
I mean, even Geppetto, he had issues.
Yeah, yeah.
He's talking to a wooden doll.
I don't. Was he only talking? We don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah, there's cutscenes that we didn't.
We didn't see everything.
Yeah, it landed on the cutting room floor.
The man behind the puppets.
Yeah, the Tom Hanks behind the puppet.
Oh, it's another story. Pinocchio's scary. You know, here's the thing about the Pinocchio's Daring Journey. It's also charming. I mean, all of these are charming. Pinocchio's aesthetic is Fantasyland.
Yeah, totally.
That, you know, like sort of, it's German, Italy. That's Italy.
House
but
spelled weird. Yeah.
House. So it's hard for me to rank it as super spooky. So I'm going to give it a 3. I'm going to give it a Mickey.
See, I'm going right with a 1. He's bottom tier for me.
Yeah.
That whale isn't enough to rise my meter.
I think I'm more like just creeped out by the story, so that's why
the story is creepy.
Points like yeah. like and actually the live action that they've just done, they took out a lot of the scenes from the original that were like literally about like child trafficking and like Pleasure Island, the way they made it in the cartoon versus in this, like Pinocchio was getting drunk.
Oh yeah.
He was wasted, and then, but in the movie they had him like holding the beer, but not like
he's saying like no. Like, you totally. Have it. You have it. Other 12-year-old child.
Yeah, it's part of the reason there's a problem with that movie because it missed the point of Pinocchio being bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll give it a 3. What's the next one? I'll drink. No, I'm just gonna drink because I said villain.
Yeah. Every time we say a villain, guys, you gotta if we don't catch ourselves, you catch us for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, wow.
You end up in hell.
And the ultimate dark ride.
Yeah.
It is so dark in there.
Yeah.
For a huge portion of the ride.
Very dark.
It's just like, they just were like, you know what? Let them fucking ride around in the dark and wonder what the fuck is next. You know, like, that's what they were doing.
Yeah.
They,
thank you, Claude Coates, for being like, just let them fucking wonder.
Just let them fucking sit there in this car in the pitch black. That's some psychological warfare right there.
Yeah, then throw a flashlight at him and a train engine.
Then have a fucking frog dressed as like a you know, an English gentleman. Oh, Toad. It's a 5 for me.
Wow, you're going goofy.
You're going goofy. And every time you give something a goofy, you have to drink.
No villains in that, right? Maybe the judge? Mr. Winky?
Well, I mean, the whole thing's supposed to be Sleepy Hollow, right? That's the story of Mr. Toad?
No. Mr. Toad is the story of Wind in the Willows. Totally, totally different.
Yeah, but...
They were tied in together. Like Mr. Toad and Ichabod's, you know...
Well, that's what I'm saying, the Ichabod Crane thing.
So, like, they were, like presented together as a double feature, but they're totally separate stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's a 5. I'm...
All right, cool. I'm going to go Mickey on it. I'm going halfway there, 3.
Okay.
Haunted... Oh, no, Snow White's... Scary Adventures. Is that what that's called?
Snow White Scary Adventures. So that, it's got the word scary in it.
Yeah, I mean, right off the bat. One of the coolest, like, early animatronic reveals, right?
Oh, yeah, that's that surprise, which it's so easy, but it's so well done.
Yeah, it's
that
amazing.
Magic trick is amazing.
Yeah, I love it.
It's the best part of the ride. It's the most, probably one of the only memorable parts of the ride for me.
So for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, it's the witch turns around and goes from like being the evil queen to the witch, like right in front of your eyes.
Yeah, the hag.
Yeah, the hag. What a horrible name for that poor woman.
Well,
no wonder she was in a bad mood.
I know. I've thought about that with, like, people in my neighborhood growing up that we, like, named them things because we hated them. And then I'm
crazy
like...
Crazy Carol. Fucking poor Crazy Carol.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she was crazy.
We called this woman the Beast because she would stand on her lawn and, like, and scream and yell at us. And so, but now looking back, it's like, now she had to live her life knowing a bunch of kids were calling her the Beast.
Wait, did you call it to her face?
I mean, we probably yelled Beast a bunch of times. Like, the Beast is out, you know. Oh, no. Like, probably.
Yeah, right? Like, you don't...
You don't know.
She definitely had to know. Nine. Yeah.
It was every kid in the neighborhood.
Yeah, for real.
It's like the Sandlot.
Yeah. And John from 22B, he couldn't keep his mouth shut.
No. His mom definitely said something in his telephone. So, yeah, it probably screwed up a lot of people. Snow White's Scary Adventure. Beyond that, I don't find the story of Snow White to be super scary. So I don't like, I mean, there's adorable little dwarves.
Yeah.
That like mine diamonds.
I mean, yeah, that's one way to take it. Or there's like creepy little men that are, you know.
No, but they're just living their life, man.
Yeah, well.
They gotta do something. They're very short.
Yeah. Well.
It's the plight of the short man.
Who knows what Horny did when Snow White was passed out for 17 years.
That's not a dwarf. That's not one of those seven dwarves.
Well, it wasn't bashful, let me tell you that.
I'm going to give this one a 3.
Okay, you're going Mickey. I'm going to go Minnie, so one under.
Okay.
Haunted Mansion.
Well, this is kind of like a...
The first half of this is, like, straight up spooky.
It's spooky.
And, like, if you were a child, like, I remember being, like, nervous to go on this ride. I think it was more of, like, the, like... I knew that I was supposed to be nervous, and so therefore
well, it's
called
I was. The Haunted Mansion. Again, like a scary adventure. Like, they're telling you.
Yeah, this is a haunted house. This is a scary thing. You know right off the bat what you're getting into.
Yeah. But you are correct. Like, in the beginning, it's, you know, like, when hinges creak in doorless chambers.
Yeah. Like, the immediate, like, the first thing that you see is somebody hanging themselves.
Yeah. You see suicide.
Yeah.
Unaliving. And yeah, no, that's going to go away eventually. I don't think that's going to be up forever. I think they're going to say that's a problem.
It's so hard to actually tell what the fuck is going on in that scene anyways. Oh, like, it took me reading it to know that that's what was happening.
Well, no, what you're looking at?
Yeah.
But I will say that, like...
There's always my way out. God.
I think when he says, like... Yeah, like when I used to get very scared at the end when he would say, like, a ghost will follow you home. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I was like... But it's so delightful in the graveyard scene.
It is delightful.
Where you're just like, when they...
love it.
It's like, it becomes a party. It's a graveyard party.
Well, that's...
It's a really good idea for a theme party. You should do that, right?
Oh, that would be a great idea.
Oh, just the graveyard scene. And then everyone's in, like, neon and white. And
that would be fucking great. Well, that's the difference of, like, Mark Davis. Drink.
Yeah. Oh, we gotta drink. Cheers to the Imagineers.
Cheers to the Imagineers. To like, Claude Coates. Drink.
Cheers to the Imagineers.
Because it's like those two minds combined. So, like, Claude Coates was like, well, I want to make this a real deal scary thing. Mm. And so he got the first half, where it's kind of real deal scary.
Smart.
And then Mark Davis gets, like, the, you know, the party.
Yeah.
Because he's fun.
He's fun.
Yeah. He likes the party.
Yeah. Laugh with the sinners, then cry with the saints.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
That's what it is. Describe those two. The Haunted Mansion's a 4. It's not quite a 5. It's too delightful. I'm going to give it a Donald. It's an angry ex-Navy man.
You know what? I had it as a Mickey in my head. I think it is a Donald. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think
so. Talked me up.
It's a Donald.
Small world! Fives for the tape?
Fives for the tape. I mean, it's literally one of the, probably the ride you would not want to be trapped on.
I think that ride is, like, both the cutest, most adorable thing, and a genuinely terrifying thing all at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, that Mary Blair aesthetic is, like, adorable and, like, kind of, like, creepy.
I have a theory that if you slowed down the song, it would get real creepy. It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. You're backing away from
the door. I'm heading for the door. Don't like it. Don't like it at all.
If they wanted to really get cool in Disney parks, they could make a spooky overlay of Small World, and then it just plays the song real slow.
Really, like, in all honesty, you just play the song slow, and you change the lighting package, and everything else
remains the same, and they're just still dancing and looking at you, but it's slow.
Maybe the one addition is, like, you add Mickey just in there, creeping around.
It would be, just something with, like, a hatchet or something.
Just, I mean, like, just peeking from around stuff, you know?
Sure.
Oh!
Horrifying.
I do not like it at all. They can't do that with Mickey. He's neutral.
He's neutral. But I am going to actually give it a Mickey.
Have Goofy do it.
It's a Mickey for me on this one because it is neutral. It's definitely, it's not really scary, but it's really scary.
Yeah, I'm going to do a mini for me.
Okay.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't find it scary in any capacity.
I mean, rape and pillage of an entire village right in front of your eyes.
It's delightful. There's singing. There's music in here.
Delightful.
There's music.
Yeah, I agree.
Yo-ho, yo-ho.
Pirates.
I hope that when one day my village is raped and pillaged, that at least they're singing a jolly work song.
I mean, as a group, we all say a pirate's life for me.
For me.
For me.
Yeah.
I want to be the raping and pillaging.
And everyone's drunk. I mean, this is our dream, right?
Yeah. I agree.
You know,
Pluto.
Pluto's. I actually did give it a Pluto. Yep.
Rise of the Resistance.
A new dark ride.
Dun, dun, dun.
There are a lot of villains, Drake, in this ride. I mean, we've got Kylo Ren just terrorizing people.
Yeah,
we've got all the stormtroopers. We've got that one guy, the henchman. What's his name? The redhead.
Yeah.
That guy?
That dude. just middle management.
Middle management.
A lot of middle management.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely the guy from Office Space.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
About those TPS reports.
I'm going to have to move you down to the basement. That's that guy. So there's a lot of them, but I don't particularly find this ride scary.
It's not scary. There's a couple, it's an exciting ride, right? So, like, there's a couple moments where, like, a villain will come at you and, you know, like, Kylo Ren jumps down and, like, stabs the ceiling.
We've got the saber.
Like, there's a couple moments of, like, whew.
Yeah, it's a great ride.
Yeah, but in general, I think, for me, it's probably a mini.
For me, it's a Pluto.
Okay.
I guess that means you're more of a bitch than me.
Wow, okay.
Well, let's get into the category where I'm a huge bitch. What's the next one?
All right, we got Dinosaur.
Yeah, here we go. 5. Goofy. Horrifying.
This is still, to this day, the only ride that you close your eyes on.
It is.
And I don't know that I like that I know that about you.
Well, we have a podcast about rides.
Respect is going down by the character.
It is. I really hate it. I really hate that ending scene.
What is it? So, like, I don't think we've ever really gotten into it, or if we did, it was during Dinosaur, which is in the year 1902.
The year of our Lord.
What scares you on this ride?
I don't know. It's like when that car heads towards that horned dinosaur.
Okay.
And he's like, there's just one part, and he looks like he's going to eat, and the car is like going through. I literally can't, there's lights flashing. He's lunging at me, and the car is...
There's a lot of strobe going on.
There's a lot of strobe.
And a lot of really dark.
I did not know that they used strobe lights back in the Jurassic era. I didn't know.
Right.
But they do.
So, wow, that was a good catch.
Yeah, just called my poison apple.
So, your response to Mr. Toad, where you're like, and you're just going around in the dark for 24 hours... That's how I feel about Dinosaur, where I'm like, well, you're just going to ride around in the dark where it's real bumpy and not know what the fuck is going on, and then a dinosaur.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. Yeah. I'm with you on that. It's that last thing. I can't even keep my eyes open.
Yeah.
Every time I try, I'm like, you're a bitch. Get over this. And then it happens, and I'm like, fuck. I hate it. I hate it. 5. It's
That's
a goofy.
So funny. I'm going to go I'm going Donald on it.
Okay.
So one under. E.T. the Ride.
E.T. the Ride at Universal Studios. An amazing dark ride.
Awesome.
One of my favorite queues.
Yep. Totally. Little spooky and a lot of weirdo characters that are real creepy.
Yeah, there is a lot of weird, like, the planet that E.T. is from, I don't want to go to there.
I mean, I've been there when doing drugs.
churros. If you have a couple of churros, have you ever had any churros while going on that ride?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to handle that.
It felt the same. It just evened out. It
goes with the theme.
I walked off and I was like, oh, I feel normal now.
Yeah. E.T. as an alien is adorable. I don't know why, though. He shouldn't be. Like, thinking about him logically, he's weird looking, but he is adorable. Maybe because his personality is adorable.
One of my first stuffed animals was an E.T., like a little, like, fake leather E.T.
Yeah.
And, he was too cute to, like...
He's adorable. He wears a hoodie. Yeah. I mean, like...
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's so cute.
He gets down with a hoodie.
Anybody in a hoodie is automatically adorable.
Yeah. He wears hoodies and, like, rides BMXs. He's just an 11-year-old boy from Calabasas.
Yeah. He's a Kardashian. Yeah, E.T. is not a scary ride for me, but I understand why it's on the list. Same reason but Small World is.
It's a little creep.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah. It's not... For me, this is not a Pluto. Like, this is not, like, bottom tier kitty ride.
I feel like the queue is more of a scary than...
Sure.
The ride, because there's this, like, forest.
What about the... How about, like, the movie? Like, in comparison... Like, you know... There's the ride, but then there's also the movie. Like, do you think the movie is, like... I remember being, like, very afraid of this movie
when I was a kid. That movie, to me, is a tearjerker. I see it more as a tearjerker than a thriller. Like, I don't want to watch because I don't want to cry.
Sure. But I distinctly remember being, like, 8 and, like, that whole first quarter of the movie, like, before E.T. is, like, hanging out and, like, drinking beer in the...
Yeah.
In the house and, like, you know,
yeah.
Hanging out with stuffed animals in the closet. E.T. was in the closet this whole time. Never knew.
The whole time.
Never knew.
Well, it was the 80s.
Yeah, that's true.
70s?
Yeah.
70s.
70s?
I think 70s.
Anyways.
Maybe not.
I think 80s.
80s?
Yeah. And I remember being, like, very, like, scared of E.T. And I got over it, obviously.
I was never scared of E.T. I saw it more as a tearjerker.
Okay, so...
I don't know why.
The ride is delightful and just a little creepy.
I'm giving it a Pluto.
You going Plutes? I'm doing, I'm a mini. I'm a mini.
All right.
Alien Encounter. Extraterrestrial.
So this is a defunct ride. If you know, you know. Probably one of the most terrifying rides for a child to ever go on.
Yeah, I would say yes.
I think it was one of those things that, like, I knew when I was going to Disney, it's like, it's going to be a point where we're going to go on this, and it's going to be bad.
I remember being, like, very excited for it and very nervous, and then doing it, and I remember being kind of, like, let down that it wasn't as scary as I wanted it, like, as I thought it was going to be. But, like, having a giant sense of relief over that, because, like, I was, like, anticipating something, like, I don't know, much scarier.
I feel like it was psychologically damaging.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was psychologically torturous.
Yeah, like, I mean, when you had to see poor little Skippy get fried, like, it was, I literally was like, what is this nightmare that I'm in?
Yeah, well, they had to, like, up the scary content of that first scene, because parents were... kind of unsuspectingly bringing their kids into the ride and getting, like, you know, really scared out of nowhere because the pre-show scene wasn't scary enough to, like, tell people that, like, are kind of wusses to, like,
hey, it makes sense,
you get out of line,
like, we've got to tee you up here.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone wants to go back, we did a whole episode on this ride.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorites because we really, when we examined it, like, it was so ahead of its time. Like, whole pre-show is just incredible. Like, it's incredible how they make you think that you're, like, I don't remember what it was, but that you're going someplace or whatever. And then the ride itself is I don't like things touching me in the dark.
See, this is where we diverge, because that's the only way I like to be touched. Never mind.
Yeah, I think this is a 5.
Yeah,
it's got to be a Goofy.
It's the G unit. It's the Goof.
So it's got to be. So are there any more in this category?
Nah.
How many 5s did you give out?
I gave out 1, just this.
I gave out 3. Dinosaur, wow. Mr. Toads, and Alien Encounter.
I gave out 1 Goofy, 2 Donalds, 2 Dinosaur and Haunted Mansion. A couple Mickeys and a couple Minis.
I gave out 3 Plutos and 3. I gave out 3 low and 3 high. And all right. Well, that's. I mean, so you gave this. So we're saying if you gave this one the 5 and I gave this one the 5, then if we're matching up, then we're both. Then we're saying this is the scariest dark ride.
Well, yeah, I think that most people would agree.
Yeah. All right. So it's Alien Encounter, everyone.
Yeah. I don't know that, like, in general, like, we're not necessarily saying, like, this is the scariest
thing. This is
thing,
the spooky,
but, like,
spooktacular thing. We're talking about being spooked out.
Yeah. Getting spooked out?
Yeah. Now what's the next category?
We got scariest animatronic.
I'm excited for this category. I'll be honest.
Now gather round while I elucidate on what happens outside when it gets late. Along about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin, and some don't even bother to wear their skin. I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on in the night.
Honest with you.
I mean, robots are fun. So we'll just, let's just get, like, we're gonna just go get into it, right?
Yeah, let's just go, yeah.
Because we got a lot. This one we couldn't really we couldn't, like, stick to 10 on this, so yeah. I added 5.
Yeah, okay.
Country bears. All of them.
The one with the teeth.
That fucking janky-ass tooth motherfucker Jasper
and cross-eyed.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a little fedora on.
I think it's Jasper, and I think he's an asshole.
I feel like...
pretty sure that he's, like the pre-Five Nights at Freddy's. I don't know if you're familiar with that, like, video game thing. Nights at Freddy's is, like Chuck E. Cheese gone wrong. That's what this is. Like, this is...
Five Nights at Freddy is a video game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I hooked up with people in high school.
Well, you at home know, and so you can be on Team Ryan for this one.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Well, it's horrifying. It's
okay. All right, but
it's the scary version of, like, you know, cheesy animatronics at a Pizza Hut.
Jasper, and does he play the fiddle?
The bucket, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. That toothy motherfucker, along with all of his friends, they're all listed into this number one category. I'm giving Country Bears a solid.
Question. What bear is best?
Big Al.
Beats, bears, black. You just miss it. It's black bear. Big Al? Oh, yeah, Big Al's the best.
Yeah, are you trying to office me right now?
I was officing you. Oh, my God. I'm giving the bears a Mickey. They're 3. They're horrifying. They're showing their age, and it's like, you know, when you see an old teddy bear, like if I see, like, my dad's old, like, teddy bear, it's scary looking.
Yeah, it's starting to fall apart a little bit.
It just
bit.
Looks, like, yeah. The fur, just, that's what's happening with these bears.
Yeah, my mom had an old stuffed monkey, and it was, I don't like
probably
that
probably comes
thing.
To life.
I'm pretty
night.
Sure, pretty sure.
Yeah,
it's in the eyes, you know?
It's in the eyes.
I agree with you, Mickey. Next, the Navi River Journey Shaman.
Okay. People love this animatronic. It's the most expensive animatronic
great
Disney's
animatronic.
Ever made.
Beautiful animatronic.
Most lifelike, which is why it's horrifying.
Yeah. Out of context, this thing would be real scary.
Like, now, what if she started singing slower? She's like, Mahewa, Mahewa.
What if she started singing, It's a small world after all.
Oh, God.
It had a knife in one hand.
Knife. Oh, fuck. I don't like
it. Now that I've described it that way, I'm giving it a Donald.
It gets a Donald for me, too. I just upped my vote.
You got the Trump robot from the Hall of Presidents.
No.
Scary, scary, scary.
It's scary on multiple levels.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad he doesn't talk as much anymore.
Yep.
But,
we remember a time.
A time when he talked. His suit doesn't...
They still shut him up quite a bit during that time.
Yeah. He's pretty scary. I mean, a lot of them in there are scary, but he's number one.
Yeah, James Buchanan.
James Buchanan. Pretty scary. Lyndon B. Johnson.
Hey. I'm going to give Trumper a... I think he's a mini. And not just talking about his hands. Snap.
He does have tiny hands. I'm going to give him a Mickey.
Disco Yeti.
The Disco Yeti. Now, we're talking B mode?
I mean... It's that's the only mode I've ever seen him mode. In. Yeah, it's the only mode.
Ala mode. So the Disco Yeti is huge, which is why he's in B mode.
Big boy.
He's big. He's basically like the Matterhorn Yeti, except he doesn't work.
Yes.
And he's got strobes again.
The Matterhorn Yeti goes home to his wife and kids with a paycheck, bringing bread to the table.
Yeah.
Disco Yeti, he's just partying all
night. Yeah, he's on government aid.
Yeah.
Government assistance. He can't...
Take these food stamps to the disco.
You can't give him a good score at a principal.
No, I've never seen him do the thing that he's supposed to do. And the only time... I think that you pass by him so quick, too, that, like, you don't really get... to, like, see how scary he is.
See, I like to look at him. I make sure I know when he's coming, and I really like to get my eyeballs on him.
I can't. It's too fast.
He's so big that it's, like, I like... It just reminds me of, like, Kong.
But his face in the special that Joe Rohde put out or whatever back in the 90s that I've rewatched as an adult, it's a scary face.
It's a scary face.
Yeah, really scary
face. No, he's scary.
Yeah.
He is could be scary.
Yeah.
And if he was doing what he meant to do...
Oh, yeah. Big time scary.
He'd probably freak people out.
Yeah, but he's not.
He's not, so he's a
And
a
the
mini.
Fact that they're, like, not giving you, like... Like, just have him, like, wave at you.
Like, imagine if he did that.
Just do something, you know?
Like, or just be, like, make a joke of it. Put a pair of Mickey ears on him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let's just lean into it.
Yeah, put a Saturday Night Fever suit on him.
Yeah, or do something disco.
Yeah, do something disco.
Freak out!
Play ABBA during that portion.
Oh my God, that would be the best. I love that. It'd be great. Damn.
I'm giving him a mini.
That's what I gave him. He's a mini.
Next up, Matterhorn Yeti.
I don't like
him. The worker of the crew.
The worker bee. I don't like his red eyes. I think he looks like King Kong if he got really old.
Okay. The white-haired King Kong.
Yeah, I don't like him, but he looks a little phony to me.
I think he looks phony. I think he looks phony, but I like that part. He looks like a Scooby-Doo villain.
He does look like a Scooby-Doo villain.
Yeah.
He takes his mask
off.
He's just like a middle-aged guy who just likes to terrorize children. That makes sense.
Old man Buckner.
He's a little fake-looking for me. I think he might also be a mini.
I think he's a Mickey for me. I remember being, like, very scared of him.
I was scared of him. I've only been on the ride 2 times, but
Plus, by that point in the ride, like, your back is so jacked up from the seats that, like, that's the real horror.
I wish he did something useful, like, you know, like, performed chiropractic
Yeah, or
procedures.
Do you Excedrin. how about The Mummy?
The Mummy?
From The Mummy the Ride.
The
recently,
Mummy the Ride.
Recently,
we just did an episode on it.
Yeah, go back and listen. It's a good episode.
So that mummy is gross looking. He's ugly.
Pretty ugly.
He's ugly. I mean, he's been dead for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, refurbished and, dead for a long time.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I know that he's on...
I don't like that he's wearing a MAGA hat. is that what's going on?
Yeah, this is going on. That mummy, something about him I don't like.
I also don't like that he's like floating. Like he doesn't touch the floor. That's a little bit like annoying.
Oh yeah.
But it is a great animatronic.
It's a good animatronic.
Yeah. And it is scary.
It's scary because of the theme. It goes with the theme. It's the mummy.
Yeah.
He's the mummy in the mummy ride.
I'm going to give him a Donald.
I'm going to give him a Mickey.
Next up, we got the Gringotts Bankers.
Excellent animatronics.
Spectacular.
We're in the spooktacular episode. I get that, but if we're going to lay it on the table, most like look like they're from the movie.
Yeah, and they're kind of gross.
Yeah, and they look mad.
Yep, not happy with you. Wish you
and
weren't
that's
there.
What they're like, the feeling that you get, which is that part of it is the best part of the ride, the feeling that you get in there is like, these trolls don't like me. And that's like amazing that they're having an animatronic like...
Do you ever go to the like that other side, the side place where you can like have a conversation with them?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love them. I could just hang out in that room all day. I think
that
room
is gorgeous.
I give that room over.
Oh, that room's better than the ride.
That room's better than the ride, but it's another room, which we didn't speak about with Rise of the Resistance, the Stormtrooper room, I would say is on a level with that, but this one's better.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if I
agree with that.
I love the Stormtrooper room. I love
amazing.
The room,
yeah. Yeah.
But I just feel like I don't feel. I know that though not those are not. Real.
Oh, these you're like, oh, that might be a guy in a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I'm going to give them a Donald.
Same.
Because they are creepy.
Donald's for the tape.
Next, we've got like a dead Universal old school stuff. So we've got Jaws and Kong kind of wrapped up into one.
Yeah, I'm going to rate each of them though because they deserve it.
Okay.
Jaws was the first. Time like a ride really like I mean Kong was the first time like a ride really like blew my mind with an animatronic.
Yeah, it was huge
because he was so big,
so big
and really scary. Like they made him like look scary.
I mean, they gave him banana breath, so that kind of took you out a little
honestly that was just a cheap joke.
I like a cheap joke.
Yeah, I do too, but it's like, come on. You know he wasn't just you don't you, look.
He wasn't
you don't,
just
you
eating
don't
bananas.
End up in Weight Watchers for eating too many bananas.
Yeah, he was also eating taxi cabs.
People, yeah.
They were yellow.
So I'm giving that Kong a 4.
A Donald.
They'll get a Donald. Now, what do you say?
I'm gonna give him a Mick. I think I'm giving both of these a Mickey.
Here's the thing about the Jaws animatronic, and this is crazy. The Jaws ride animatronic is better than the Jaws in the movie.
Yeah, that's
when you
true.
Rewatch Jaws, you're just like, wow, that animatronic is so bad.
Yeah.
And but the funny thing about the Jaws animatronics here, like we have an episode on this too, they used real teeth and they destroyed the pontoon boats because they used real shark teeth, which is, I don't get it. Like that, like how could you make everything synthetic and then it's like, but you know what, we're going to throw in the real teeth and that's the thing that's going to hit the boat and destroy the boats. Which was why the ride was a nightmare. But that animatronic was also bad, but it's still better than the movie, but it's bad. So it's a, to me, it's a Mickey. It's a 3.
Okay. Cool.
I went there a long way, but I have a lot of feelings about those,
yeah,
those
no,
two
I,
animatronics. That's my childhood.
Staying in Universal, how about the T-Rex from Jurassic Park River Adventure? So this is like right before you go down the big drop. You've got... little hands.
Small hands.
Smells of cabbage.
Carnies.
Carnosaurus.
So the thing about that ride is that there's so many animatronics in there that I hate. I really hate those animatronics that are in the water in the beginning. Like, they just look so bad.
Yeah, you're too close and they look beat
so
up.
So fake.
They look beat up. I have seen it, like, right after it was, like, they get redone.
Yeah.
And then... It's nice again, you know? I mean, you know that in, like, a year's time it's going to look like shit, but it's, you know, when they're fresh, it looks good.
Here's what I'll say about the T-Rex. It doesn't scare me nearly as much as the horned dinosaur and dinosaur.
Well, it's never dark, right? Like, you kind of know that it's coming. I love how big it is, and, like, I mean, it's so big.
It is.
And it's, like, hanging over this drop and over you. I like all that.
Right.
And I don't know that I find it like, maybe it's more thrilling than scary because of the fact that you're in the middle of a drop when you see him or whatever. But I do like him quite a lot.
I like him.
Yeah. I'm going to give him a Mickey Mouse.
I'm giving him Mickey Mouse as well. Sorry, Universal.
And then to round out our non-bonus portion, yeah, we've got Alien from The Great Movie Ride.
So that thing was scary.
Traumatizing. Yeah.
How did they make it look like he had the goo? Like
they just gave him goo. Yeah.
And it was, I really didn't like that part.
Yeah.
And also there, like, they had really good sound.
Oh, yeah.
Where I was like,
I remember tucking into my mom's arm during that scene. Like, I remember it.
I remember being like, I just want to get out of this scene. Yeah. That was a good animatronic.
Yeah.
That looked plucked from the movie.
Totally. That whole scene looks plucked from the movie. And it comes in at, like, you know, you're like, oh, nice, nice, nice. Oh, a little Western
Wizard
scene.
Of Oz.
Oh, yeah. Look, it's John Wayne. Yeah. Not John Wayne Gacy. What the fuck is going on?
Right.
All of a sudden, you're in hell.
You're literally in hell. And Sigourney Weaver's the leader.
Yeah. With the fucking fire. So
she
cool.
was so badass.
So badass. That for me is getting a Donald Goofy. Goofy.
Goofy. This is the one. So you know what's funny? Have you given any others a five?
Not yet.
Oh, we've
got more? We've got some bonus coming up.
Okay, where are the bonuses?
That I might get one.
Okay.
So these bonuses, we've got the trolls from Maelstrom, and I didn't like. Go like the three-headed troll versus like the one-eyed guy. I just said like the troll.
The main one that people will think about is the three-headed trolls.
Yeah,
they're scary.
They are like scarier than they look too, because their voices were deep and like fucked up. And
go back.
Yeah, they were just telling you to leave. Get out of my house.
They hated me.
They hated you.
They did.
They loved me. They said something completely different to me. They hated you.
They really did. I took it personal. I'm talking about it in therapy next week. I don't like them, but they were also stupid because they had three heads.
Oh, yeah. Dumb.
So it's just like, oh, and I remember being like, is this what, like, Norway thinks is, like, like, scary? They're a Mickey for me.
Yep, ditto. Cool. Next we have the witch doctor from Kong Skull Island in the line.
I don't like that thing.
That thing is genuinely, like, horrifying. It's such a good animatronic. It makes you think that it's a real person. It's kind of like the Navi Shaman, if the Navi Shaman was gross looking.
Yeah, it kind of looked like the Crypt Keeper.
Yes, like the Crypt Keeper. I think I'm going full goof on it.
Dude, why isn't there a Crypt Keeper ride? Why isn't there
Tales from the Crypt?
Tales from the Crypt ride.
Yeah, I don't know.
Universal, why don't they have a house?
Yeah. I think they've done a house maybe in the past.
They have?
Yeah. That would be really fun. Yeah. It's just like, or like a, like a turtle.
Everybody's
like a,
laugh?
Like a talking with turtle talk with Crush, except for it's
but
the Crypt Keeper.
But it's the Crypt Keeper. It's like, yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, he's just such a creep.
Yeah. I don't know if you watch cartoons at all, but Solar Opposites is a cartoon that's done by the same guy who did Rick and Morty, Justin Roiland,
mm-hmm.
And they had their Halloween spectacular of this year of 2022 come out, and it's kind of like all about like the Crypt Keeper, and it's really funny.
He was a scary part of the trailer, but also fun because he was on Friday nights, and you're just like,
oh yeah, Tales from the Crypt was great.
It's great, yeah.
It's like half fun, half scary.
Half scary, but yeah. It's like, you know, kitschy. I'm going to give the witch doctor a Donald.
Donald.
He's gross.
How about E.T.'s little fungus friends that we were talking about before? They're pretty creepy.
Yeah, they are. E.T.'s friends are creepy. They're definitely not a one.
I love that that's the only place that they exist. They exist in, like, a shitty, like, book that was written,
mm-hmm.
and then this ride, and that's it.
That's it. I'm going to give them a mini there, too. They're creepy, though.
Yeah, I'm going, I'll do many, too. I haven't done very many of those. How about Buzz Lightyear's face on Astro Blasters in the line?
The Buzz Lightyear animatronic on the line?
Yeah.
It's a good animatronic. I don't feel like he's scary.
I feel like he's pretty creepy.
Okay.
But you're right. He's not very, he's a Pluto.
He's a Pluto.
And then I have Skippy from Alien Encounter.
I don't know why you're doing this.
The little crispy critter himself.
So they fry Skippy. Spoiler: it's okay. The ride's defunct. But then when they changed it to the Stitch.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert for something you're never going to experience unless you watch a YouTube. But then also when they changed it to Stitch, they fried Stitch too, and that was a scary looking thing.
Yeah.
I don't like when they fry anything, but Skippy like
churros.
Was, yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah, that's true. French fries.
Yeah.
There's lots of fried stuff. I shouldn't speak in
yeah. Skippy's, you know.
But Skippy was traumatizing. I really felt bad for him. I didn't like the way that guy was, you know, like taunting him while he. Are you okay on that poison apple?
It's gross.
Just like a big swig of poison apple. Skippy, when he's fried, he's a Donald.
Okay.
He's terrifying. You know,
he's pretty scary.
Emotionally damaging.
I'm going to join you there. Yay, scariest animatronics. Do you guys have a scarier animatronic that we forgot? Because, you know, we're not omnipotent. We don't remember everything.
Yeah, and also, let us know what you guys get on these. We had somebody post their scores. I think her name is Jenny. Shout out to Jenny. She posted her scores. We loved seeing that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So post your scores, please. And yeah, keep coming with those reviews. We're loving them. We make them our wallpaper in our bathroom. I print one up for me and I print one up for Ryan and we stick them on the bathroom wall.
Yep.
And we love them so much. Yeah, keep those coming. Just a little quick break for that. Keep giving us those 5-star reviews. That really helps. Anyway, what's our next
So our last category.
Santa Claus, huh? Ooh, I'm really scared. So you're the one everybody's talking about. You're joking. You're joking. I can't believe my eyes. You're joking me. You gotta be. This can't be the right guy.
That we're gonna go through today is the best villain character meet and greets.
Okay, so these are walk-around characters, and it's a fun meet and greet when you meet a villain.
Totally.
It's a different experience. They're not like hugging you. They're not, you know.
No, they're making you feel bad about
they
yourself.
They really do. They have to stay in character.
That's the most interesting part, is they have to stay in character.
Yeah.
Like, even if you come up with, like, a rose.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to, like, Gaston and you're saying, like, this rose is for you. I stole it from the beast. He's like, going to be like, get the fuck away from me, kid.
I only like Belle.
Yeah.
That's it.
Can you do 17 push-ups right now?
Yeah. Can you eat 5 dozen eggs?
What a man.
I know. I mean, tell me more. I'm not...
Tell me more.
No one fights like Gaston? Prove it. I'd love to see it. Anyway. All
right. I guess, like, coming from last week's episode, Lady Tremaine and the Wicked Stepsisters.
It's a fun meet and greet. Sometimes Lady Tremaine is with them, sometimes they're by themselves. Either way,
they are fun.
They're fun because they're just ridiculous.
Yeah, they're goofy. Well, she's not, but the stepsisters are like goofy and like kind of stumbling.
Dumb.
And,
yeah, like yeah. Just like it's a fun meet and greet. I mean, but are we rating them on like if it's a good meet and greet or are we rating them on like it's scary?
I think that these are all scary characters. We should probably just rank this
the funness
on the funness. But we use the same category, like this.
Same thing. I'm going to give them a 4. I think they're Donald.
All right. I think I'm probably a Mickey on them. Even though you are getting 3 for the price of 1.
You are. Nice.
Megatron.
Megatron is over at Universal.
Yep.
And what a delight.
This might be like the only thing that will get you into the Universal
yes.
park.
Yes. I think I would rank the Megatron as one of my favorite things at Universal.
Yeah.
I stayed and watched his like meet and greeting, which is just him just literally ripping into everyone.
Just shitting on people in a robotic
place. If you want to go on YouTube and put in Megatron at Universal Orlando, I just today listened to like 2 hours of him just being like, like, just anytime someone takes a picture with him, he's like, no. I mean, he's the best. I love this. That's a 5 for me. That's a goofy for me.
I think I'm a Donald with that one. Captain Hook.
This is your favorite villain, I think.
I love him. He's getting a goof.
He's getting a Mickey for me, but I know you love him.
Yeah. Gaston.
Great meet and greet.
Awesome meet and greet.
I mean, the way Gaston is so arrogant. I mean, like, Gaston as a villain is just someone who just is arrogant. He's arrogant. Like, that's just his thing. That's just it. He just is like, I'm hot.
I am the best.
I'm the best. I eat and five dozen eggs a day.
And I don't understand why you're in my way.
Why are you rejecting me? Look at me. I'm the best. Yeah. That's his. But he's a great
Probably movie. Another person with PTSD, to be honest.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, he was also in the war. Yeah. French Revolution.
I heard a like a fan theory that it's because he was at the war and not present like during the party that the Beast became the Beast or whatever.
Oh, right, because he was at war.
He was at war. And because he's like got PTSD and he's so arrogant, that's like why he doesn't see like
You could probably be annoyed. I mean, the Beast before he was good was bad. He's bad because he's in the situation because he's actually was an asshole.
Yeah,
it's hilarious to me that the concept of that movie. There's a Beast in that movie, but the bad guy is just some white arrogant asshole.
Yes,
some white guy.
Yeah,
who's pissed that a girl doesn't want to go out with him? It's hilarious.
It's amazing.
But that's a good meet and greet. I'm gonna give that a goof.
Yeah, me too. The Queen of Hearts.
Not a good meet and greet. I don't like the look of the costume.
Okay.
She
doesn't talk, right?
Doesn't talk. It's not a face character. It's a furry. Yeah.
Yeah.
She might be good if she was a face character.
Captain Hook isn't a face character.
That's why I think I can't grade him high because he's.
But I do think that he emotes really well.
I think he's more jolly than
I mean, he's a jolly guy.
He is. He's a swashbuckling character, yeah.
Swashbuckling fancy boy.
Yeah, Queen of Hearts, I'm giving her a 2. She's a mini.
I'm going to go Pluto on her.
Yeah.
Cruella de Vil. Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
If you don't like her, your enemies will.
I don't feel like they'd go evil enough with Cruella de Vil with the how they do the character meet and greet.
I mean, if you think
and it's
about
always like a very young, attractive girl playing Cruella de Vil, and like that's not correct. It needs to be like a middle aged woman who's just like had it.
Yeah, totally.
Not a sexy 20 something.
No. Anorexia for like 40 years.
Yeah, she's got to just look strung out.
Yeah, strung out, exactly.
I don't feel like they do it right.
Yeah. They should go hunting for characters in our neighborhood.
They could.
They might get her.
We have a couple of Cruella de Vils here. I'm going to give her 2, a mini.
Okay, I like that. Stay with that. Maleficent.
You go first on that one because I have something to say about
I think that she's a pretty good meet and greet. Yeah, I mean, I've actually never met her, but I've seen, like, the interactions during, like the Villains Grove.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, she's pretty solid villain.
I don't like her in the parades.
Fill up and drink again.
I don't like her in the parades. I don't like the way that like they have her acting sometimes. Like she doesn't like make eye contact with you. Like I get it, but I feel like it could be funnier. Like the way like Lady Tremaine is. Like I would wish there was a little bit more of like a jokiness to it. But I don't. I feel like takes itself very seriously.
Yeah, she's very serious. Like Mother Gothel maybe is like better.
Oh my god! There's a Mother Gothel one in Disneyland. Yeah. She's awesome.
She's really good. She's really fun.
Yeah. So the Maleficent, I'm giving it a 2. Also.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go Pluto on it. Dr. Facilier.
Love him.
He's pretty fun.
Love him. I love the character of Dr. Facilier, and like I love him how they do him in shows. I love him as a walk-around character. He's the perfect walk-around character because he's flamboyant and sinister.
Yeah.
And he does it the right way. I like him. I'm going to give him a 4. Donald.
4. the D. I like him too a lot. I'll meet you there. Actually, I'm gonna go Mickey. Jafar. Maybe your favorite.
I had a great experience meeting Jafar. It was my first. I think the first time like having a villain interaction, I didn't know what to expect. So I think like, if you don't know what to expect, it's actually because I really thought. I don't know why I thought this, but I'm like, they're going to be, like, they're going to put their arms around me and take the photo. And yeah. Jafar was such a douche. Yeah. And so it made me laugh the whole time. I'm going to give him a 4.
Donald, for you. Yeah, I'll meet you there. I like him. And then how about Hades?
Hades is just cool to look at.
Yeah, he is cool.
And Hades is like, as a character, is just funny. Like, funny villain.
Yeah. He is, I mean, James Woods.
Yeah, James Woods does a great job. But I don't know, like, have you met him?
No. I think this is going to get a mini from me.
Yeah, I don't feel like he's, I'm going to give him a 3. I'm going to give him a Mickey.
Okay.
So, who did you give 5s to?
I gave 5s to Captain Hook, Gaston, and that's it.
So I gave 5 to Megatron and Gaston, so Gaston wins for the both of us.
Gaston.
By the way, the alien in the Great Movie Ride won our scariest animatronic, because we both had 5s for that one. I'm keeping track of what we both have.
I like it.
5s.
Cool. So that's our ranking.
That's our ranking. We're going to do something else, another segment, but I...
There's like, you know, there's tons of other great villains out there to meet and or greet.
Yeah, there
but
is.
But we didn't talk about them, so...
We didn't want this episode to go on for 3 days.
There's always next year.
This isn't a telethon.
Or is it? Call in to... No, write in to drunkdistory@gmail.com.
No, seriously, write in. Yeah. Write in. So now we're going to do is our spooky superlatives, Brian. We've got 3 titles to hand out. I don't know what you've picked. You don't know what I've picked.
Yeah.
We're going to do best Disney villain of all time. And that doesn't mean, like, walk around. That means just, like, in general, movies...
Yeah.
TV shows, whatever.
Yeah.
Best Disney villain sidekick, because, you know, every good villain needs a sidekick that's like me with you.
I agree. You make a great henchman.
And then best Disney villain song of all time. There's so many great... This was hard for me.
I did not pick one, by the way.
I'm going to give a runner-up, but I have actually like 3 written down.
I have 4.
Yeah. All right, so let's start at the start. I also have a runner up for my best villain and my ultimate villain.
Okay.
Runner up, the hunter that killed Bambi's mom.
Did you ever get to meet him?
No.
Was his name Scott?
That's
his
a joke.
His name was Scott.
He said probably Scott. Scotty.
Yeah, for sure.
Douche.
Go get the Dodge Ram. Go take this deer.
Definitely had a Dodge Ram. I'll give you my runner-up.
Bobby, go get the truck. We're gonna eat backstraps tonight.
Venison.
Fuck.
I'm gonna give my runner-up, and you give your runner-up. Do you have a runner-up?
I don't have a runner-up for.
Okay, my runner-up is Oogie Boogie.
Okay, great.
I like him because he's just he's torturing Santa Claus. What a sadistic bastard!
Absolutely.
All right, then you give
that. That like almost made like Oogie Boogie or his crew, or the songs almost made every single one of my superlatives.
Yeah, they're great. They're good.
But they didn't make any of them. So
all right, then who's your
my greatest villain of all time is Ursula.
Okay, Ursula's a good that's a good one.
Right, half sea witch, half fairy godmother. I mean, like, she did grant all of Ariel's wishes to come true. It just, you know, roundabout way to happen. But,
sure.
Like, she got it there. Sure. So I'm kind of convinced that she might be, like, you know, like, kind of a villain, kind of a you know, godmother.
Well, she's complicated character.
Complicated character.
I mean, and her sidekicks, Flotsam and Jotsam, with their freaking one...
Flotsam and Jetsam, yeah.
Whatever there are, with their one glowing eye. Why did they each have one, and why was it the opposite?
It's great.
So scary. And eels in general. Like, fuck eels.
Fuck eels.
Awful.
Agreed. I'm an underwater boy and fuck eels.
Fuck eels. Like, if anyone's like, oh, there's an eel in the water, I'm like, okay, well, guess what? I'm never going in ever again. Water.
Oh, and they're electrified. Oh,
so they electrocute you. Oh, they look like snakes in the water. Oh, great. So my villain of all time is Frollo from The Hunchback.
Okay.
Fuck that guy. The song lyric goes... You are deformed and you are ugly. Any Stockholm syndrome, that freaking hunchback. I hate that motherfucker.
From the song Hellfire.
Hellfire. I mean, what? And he's a judge? How dare you?
How dare you, sir? How dare you, Frollo?
Ugh. That's my number one. I hate that guy.
That guy is, he's a big meanie, and I don't like him.
I don't like him either.
Yeah. Okay, how about your best Disney villain sidekick?
I have a runner-up again.
Me too, yeah.
Okay, so give your runner-up.
My runner-up is Mr. Smee.
I can see that. So Smee is interesting because he's, like, probably a nice guy. He's just in the wrong crowd.
Great guy.
Same thing I feel about LeFou.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just, like, he got, like, entangled in this web.
I mean, Smee uses his own earwax to wax the mustache.
I mean, that's friendship.
Like, that is kindness.
That is.
It's good sidekick.
He's a good sidekick. Yeah. That's your runner-up.
Like, he will get you out of jail. You know, like, he'll find the money. He'll get you out.
Yeah.
I like it.
My runner-up are the cards from the, for the Queen of Hearts.
Okay. This is a good answer. Yeah, for sure.
They're just awful. They, like...
All of them? All 52
all,
of them?
All 50, the whole deck. The complete deck. That's my runner-up. I don't like them.
I like it.
All
right, so who is your all-time best villain sidekick?
Villain sidekick, 100%. It's Aunt Sarah's Siamese...
Y'all better be drinking on these villains, by the way.
Aunt Sarah's Siamese cats from Lady and the Tramp.
We are Siamese, if
How
you please.
How dare they? Lady is such a sweet little dog, and then they fuck with that fish.
They fuck with the baby.
They fuck with the baby. And Aunt Sarah's just like... You know?
The only thing I would say is that, like, I don't know that they're side.
They are, because Aunt Sarah's the villain. Who's the villain in Lady and the Tramp?
Like them.
Exactly. But they're the sidekick.
I guess you're right.
Because Aunt Sarah's torturing the baby. They're torturing the dog. And then she tortures the dog.
Yeah.
Aunt Sarah tortures the dog. She kind of wants the dog out of there.
Yeah.
Because of the baby.
I guess I never thought of them as... Yeah, I mean, you're selling it well.
I think they're sidekicks. Who's your number one?
I think my sidekick is Krunk. Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, he's a jerk. Yeah.
I fucking love him.
Yeah.
He's Patrick Warburton.
Patrick Warburton. Got great.
Gotta love him.
Good role.
Yeah. Super fun. Super dumb. I love that guy.
That's great. I like it.
What else we got? We got songs.
Okay, now this is the big category. Best Disney villain songs.
So many of these.
So you've got four, you said?
I got a lot.
How many do I got? One.
I have two.
I have three.
I have two, like, legit, like, these are, like, my one and my runner-up, and then I have, like, childhood favorites that kind of also made the list.
Yeah.
Because they're great.
All right, start with your number four, and then I'll go to my number three.
So start from my childhood ones?
Just whatever the low man on the totem pole
so
is.
So the two ones that I had, like, from my childhood that I was super into, and if I was asked this, you know, back then...
Little Ryan
would have said, Poor Unfortunate Souls, Little Mermaid, or Be Prepared, Lion King.
Yeah.
For sure. Like those would have been my answers. But
Listen to Teacher is a great line.
Oh yeah.
Like the way they rhyme
from
that.
Be prepared, yeah.
Be prepared. It's like such a great line. Listen to Teacher. Ooh. And like the marching of the hyenas in that scene, shades of Nazi Germany. Like
not just shades of, it's like just straight up.
Just horrifying.
Yeah.
And he's lording over them. Oh, it's terrifying. It's a great song.
Yeah. So those would be my two
childhood ones.
Childhood ones, yeah.
My childhood one is little what's his name? What's Anita's husband's name? The guy that Anita
Perdita.
What's the guy's name?
From 101
Dalmatians. From 101 Dalmatians. What's his name? I'm blanking. He's his version of Cruella de Vil. No, it's not.
Oh, when he's playing on the piano?
Yeah.
Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil. I just love that. I love the animation in that movie, the still behind him. Like, and the I love that song. That would be my childhood one.
The fuck is that guy's name?
I'm blanking on it. Anita.
Peter.
Anita and something. His last name is Darling, right?
No, that's Peter Pan.
It's Peter Pan. I'll figure it out. So yeah, that's my childhood one.
John? Is it John Darling all grown up? And then he has, is it all one universe?
We're gonna look it up. So you give two child, but I also think "Poor Unfortunate Souls" is a childhood one.
Right,
too.
It's great, great song. Poor unfortunate souls. So then, all right. So what are your like three and four then?
So my number three song is. My runner-up is The Other Side, Dr. Facilier.
Okay.
I love that song.
The song's awesome.
And you want my first one?
Yeah.
It's Gaston, Beauty and the Beast. No One Fights Like Gaston is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Wait, let's hear a little bit of it.
That song?
Yeah.
No. Oh, let's play it.
One slick as Gaston, no one's quick as Gaston, no one's next as incredibly thick as Gaston, for there's no man in town half as manly, perfect, a pure paragon. You can ask any Tom, Dick, or Stanley, and they'll tell you whose team they prefer to be on.
No one's been like Gaston.
Yeah, that's such a banger.
It's such a banger. It's
so good. It's so good.
It's straight fire.
So, all right. So, I have. So that was your number one.
My number one. Yeah.
Okay. So my number two, my runner up or whatever is Shiny from Moana.
Okay.
Because I like Flight of the Conchords.
Shiny.
And this is like a new version of Flight of the Conchords.
It definitely is.
And then my number one is Mine from Pocahontas.
Interesting.
I love the Pocahontas music so much, and this is the one that's like sung by the evil dude Governor John Ratcliffe, which I had to look up because I have
Ratcliffe.
No fucking clue.
Yeah, he was bad.
No clue what his name is. He was a fucking dastardly.
He's bad. Bad pilgrim.
Anyways, it sounds like this.
Mine for the taking. It's mine, boys. Mine me that gold with those nuggets. Gimme, my dear friend King Jimmy will probably build me a shrine when all of the gold is mine. All of my life I have searched for a land like this one.
Love that song so much. It's
so good.
Song. It's so
it's
good.
A great song. I didn't know if this would count, but I think Be a Man is a great like villain, but I don't. But
Mulan
in Mulan,
yeah.
But I don't. At the time, he's a villain, but then he's a Shang is good. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But Be a Man is one of my ultimate favorite Disney songs of all time.
That's a great
but
song.
I don't know if it's a villain song. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know either. He is a villain at that time, though.
At that time, he's a jackass.
We can count it.
All right. Well, then Be a Man's on my list too.
Yeah.
This is a lot of fun.
Love me a spooktacular.
Yeah, so we're going to continue through the month of October doing things in the spooky realm, whatever they are.
Yeah.
You'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find
out. We don't know what it is yet either.
We don't know what it is yet, but I had a great time doing this. Like I said, keep those reviews coming. Keep all that fun stuff coming. The Dark Ride presented by Drunk Distry is available every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else podcasts are available. The show is free, but you can pay us by simply liking and subscribing, giving us a 5-star rating and review, or just telling a fellow theme parks loving friend to listen. Email us questions or shout-outs at drunkdistry@gmail.com, and please follow us on Instagram or TikTok for lots of great theme parks content at drunkdistry. That's it for us. But as always, guys, thanks for drinking theme parks with us. Cheers.
Put your mind at ease. If you relax, it will enable me to do anything I please. I can read your future. I can change it around some too. I look deep into your heart and soul. You do have a soul, don't you, Lawrence? Make your wildest dreams come true. I got voodoo, I got hoodoo, I got things I ain't even tried. And I got friends on the other side.
He's got friends on the other side.